Let's talk about healthcare now. Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick. You know, there are strange policies and pitfalls all over America's tangled healthcare system. But maybe none of them are as weird and as maddening as the story of the $629 Band-Aid.
So we got the bill here for $629. Now, let's just recap. She saw a doctor for about 5 minutes. The doctor told us everything was fine and cleaned the wound with a wet paper towel and put a Band-Aid on it.
That's Malcolm Bird, who took his daughter to an emergency room after she cut her finger and then left, as you heard there, with a $629 bill. Bird told his story to Sarah Cliff, a healthcare reporter and senior policy correspondent at Vox. So Sarah started looking at the $629 Band-Aid and what it says about American healthcare. She tells the story in the first episode of Vox's new podcast called The Impact.
This is a Vox reader who reached out to me with this bill that, even though, you know, as a healthcare reporter, I see a lot of bills, this one struck me as pretty incredible. As he explained, he had a very short trip to the emergency room after his wife was clipping their one-year-old daughter's fingernails and clipped a little too far on one of them. And as he describes it, blood just started getting everywhere. They were worried new parents. They went to the emergency room because it was the weekend, it was the only thing open, and it seemed fine. The doctor bandaged it up. A few weeks later, yeah, they get this $629 bill, and he's just a little bit baffled at how this short incident that resulted in a Band-Aid being put on his daughter's finger could end up costing so much. And the more I looked into it, the more I realized there's a really interesting healthcare story here about how these prices are just completely unregulated, how that makes us really different from other countries. And that's how you end up with these really crazy sounding healthcare bills.
So how do we get here to $629, which is insane?
Yeah, so I got a copy of the bill, and it turns out they were billing $7 for the Band-Aid itself, which is still a lot for one single Band-Aid, a lot more than you pay at any drugstore. The other $622 were something I hadn't heard of before. It's called an emergency room facility fee. It is basically the price of walking into an emergency room and seeking service, no matter what it is you're getting. So you could be coming in with a finger that's bleeding, with a gunshot, and they're going to charge you this fee. I didn't realize, you know, those existed before, but it turns out they do. I've been reviewing more and more bills from hospitals all across the country. They vary hugely. You know, I've seen ones as low as $300, as high as $3,000. And they're secret. You know, you're not going to see these posted on the emergency room door. You're just going to find out, like Malcolm did, when you're expected to pay it, regardless of what the actual price is.
Well, Sarah, you set out on this quest to try to find out where these facility fee prices actually come from. Here's Zach Cooper. He's a professor at Yale, talking to you about why these prices don't make any sense.
Charges are just sort of made up. A lot of hospitals, like in the 70s, they basically like made a list of things and came up with some number that made sense then. And it was in a book, and then some guy adjusts it for inflation.
And literally, Sarah, it sounds like he's saying somebody made it up.
So when you talk to hospital executives, and in Malcolm's case, the hospital executive actually wrote him a letter when he complained about the bill. He argued that this is the cost of keeping an emergency room up and running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, able to see a little girl who has a finger injury or that gunshot wound or someone who has a stroke. A lot of health economists are pretty skeptical of that argument. Because you see such widespread variation, you think, you know, emergency rooms, there is a little bit of variety, but the price of running one should be roughly in some kind of ballpark. And like I said, these fees are just all over the place, and they're kept secret. You know, they are not put out there publicly to say, okay, we charge $622 because we have all these machines that we bought, and here's how we get to that number. You know, I reached out to the hospital asking them to explain, well, how do you get to this number to run your emergency room? And they just wouldn't return my calls.
But why do the insurance companies put up with this degree of opacity? I mean, you would think that the people who are paying a lot of the time, at least after your deductible is met, would say, we want price transparency. We're not paying $600 for a Band-Aid.
You know, I think they do their best to make that case. But at the end of the day, hospitals have more muscle in these kind of negotiations. And insurance companies can try their best to negotiate down prices. But at the end of the day, the hospital is the one who owns that emergency room.
Well, when it comes to patients, Sarah Cliff, why is this market so distorted in America? I mean, with any other product, somebody who could do the service for cheaper would say, come to Cliff Care Emergency Room. We only charge you $50 for a Band-Aid, not like the other guys, and we take care of pinkies just as well. Does that kind of thing exist?
Yeah, you know, it's really a policy story about how we've built our health insurance world. You know, I think one thing that is going on is most other countries, you know, basically every other developed country, they have price regulation in healthcare. They've decided healthcare is something like a utility, like electricity or water, and therefore the government should regulate it as such, that it's something everyone needs to stay alive. We made the decision not to go that route in the United States. So hospitals can essentially choose whatever prices it is they would like to set. And like I said, you know, you're often dealing with areas where you have one dominant hospital system that can really pick its own price. And you're right, it doesn't operate like other markets. You know, there aren't prices posted. One of the reasons that hasn't happened is most of us are insulated from a lot of our healthcare costs. The vast majority of Americans have some form of insurance. We are going to have our bills paid by our health insurance plan. But you've seen a huge rise in high deductible plans. Malcolm, for example, that entire $629 bill, that was in his deductible. So he was 100% responsible. So I think you might see a shift towards the situation you talk about as deductibles continue to rise. And all of a sudden, patients are the ones on the hook for these really significant bills.
There have been a lot of moves from the government over the last few years. At least there were a couple of years ago. More transparency at hospitals. Even HHS at one point was saying, we're going to publish more data on quality of care at hospitals. We want consumers to have more information. Nobody has penetrated the world of hospital pricing in this way?
Not quite yet. We're actually launching a project here at Vox to crowdsource facility fees, because I've been looking for this data set. I've wanted to know, what are the facility fees all across the country? And that data is typically kept private. Insurance companies don't want their competitors to know what rate they negotiated, and hospitals see, you know, no reason to make this public. So we're actually trying to take this into our own hands at Vox, and we are launching this project today to get people to send us their emergency bills, because we believe that's the best way to actually get this information.
The story of the $629 Band-Aid, a purely American story, is the first installment of the new podcast at Vox called The Impact, and Sarah Cliff is the host. Sarah, great to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Babbel, a language app that teaches real-life conversations in a new language like Spanish, French, and German. Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons are available in the App Store or online at Babbel, Babbel.com. And Fracture, creating modern photo decor by printing their customers' photo directly on glass. A Fracture is image, frame, and mount all in one, available in a selection of square and rectangle sizes. Learn more at fracture.me.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.